From KRCB-FM Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. An ongoing public health campaign is zooming in on violence, police shootings, and other issues facing communities of color. They say it's a health issue and not politics. Capital Public Radio's Sammy Cayola reports.
A billboard in Sacramento features the names and faces of seven men who were killed by police and says, "Rest in power." It's taken on new meaning since 22-year-old Stephon Clark was shot by police officers last month. The California Endowment is a nonprofit foundation focused on expanding access to health care. Senior Vice President Daniel Zingale says the billboard is part of a wider push to let disadvantaged groups shape the narrative in California, and that that's actually a health intervention.
If there's a secret sauce to a healthier California, it's giving more power and voice to people with the most lived experience when it comes to health outcomes.
Much of the endowment's recent work has centered around themes of resistance and uprising. For the recent Sacramento billboard, the group left the design up to Black Lives Matter. Some of their other billboards have been rejected for being too controversial. Nonprofits can't engage in political messaging. Matt Peterson with conservative California think tank Claremont Institute says it's a fine line.
When it becomes apparent that a philanthropic organization is funding something that a lot of people disagree with, right, then we say they're getting involved in politics. So you're going to continue to see this kind of, you know, this kind of war over the narrative in California and in the rest of the country.
The endowment says it will continue to focus on issues such as police shootings, incarceration rates for minorities, and rights of undocumented Californians. In Sacramento, I'm Sammy Cayola.
Well, the Trump administration has cited a recent spike in arrests along the southern border as it asks Congress for more money to build a wall. Border Patrol figures show a 200% jump in apprehensions when comparing March 2018 to the same month last year. Longer term, however, the trend shows border arrests have dropped dramatically. In the year 2000, for example, the Border Patrol apprehended 1.6 million people. Last year, that number was down to about 300,000. PolitiFact California examined Border Patrol arrest figures in a recent fact check. You can find that report and a full version of all fact checks at politifact.com/California. Find these and other stories at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.